Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, which is Apartments.com. Apartments.com has more rental listings than anywhere else, so finding the perfect place is easier than ever, and so is finally moving in together. Just the two of you. It's a big step. Lots of new responsibilities, lots of adjustments. Most likely, they'll wake you up at odd hours to go to the bathroom, and you'll most definitely find yourself in trouble coming home late for dinner, and they might even unroll all your toilet paper next time. It's just what happens when you two find a new place together. But you're not doing it because you feel like it. No, you're doing it because you love them, because they're family. And that's why Apartments.com has more pet-friendly rental listings on the internet, so that you and your furry family can find the perfect new place together. Apartments.com, the place to find a pet-friendly place. Thank you so much, Apartments.com, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Hi, everyone. My name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we try out speed talking. Corey gives us the behind the scenes of his first TikTok. We talk the Sex and the City revival, and we unpack our Spotify Wrapped. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble. Good morning, Corey.
Hurry it up.
Oh, what do you mean hurry it up?
Hurry it up. You were all
one. Do you want to do a speed round of Psychobabble? What do you mean hurry up?
A three. A speed round. Let's talk as fast as we can for as long as we can and then see what happens. Are you a fast talker? Can you talk
really fast?
How fast can you talk? Remember Six from Blossom? Didn't she talk fast?
First of all, no, I haven't seen whatever that is.
You didn't watch
Blossom?
Yeah, I think you're a bad fast
talker.
Well,
it sounds like I'm going faster than you.
Oh, should we have
a The problem with trying to talk fast is that I feel like a lot of what I try to do with my speech is in the inflection, and I can't really go up and down. I would like to go up.
There's no room for inflection when you're talking fast. I said there's no room for inflection when you're talking fast.
There's a very little room for inflection. Maybe I just need to practice with my inflection whether I'm going fast. I find that when I try to go fast, I just start adding.
That's you in a nutshell. Your hole is very blah, 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 blah.
She is a gargling.
I saw a TikTok of this girl who does the like speed reads for like commercials where they're like void where prohibited.
I'm sorry, what?
And void where prohibited. Did you know how all those commercials are all void where prohibited?
Okay.
I never knew what that meant.
It's basically what they're saying is this doesn't apply where we don't want it to apply. It's a coverall.
I know, but I thought it was wear as in W-E-A-R, like void wear.
Ooh.
Like you can't wear void wear because it is prohibited.
Okay.
Void wear prohibited.
Well,
no.
Another layer of how dumb you are.
You just knew. Yep. Yep. I think that's what the podcast is all about. Just so if I ever want to go back and listen, I can just find out how dumb I am.
That's okay. I'm okay with that. It's very fine.
Have you ever listened to an old episode? I am
Baby,
terrified.
I don't listen to the new episodes. Do you?
Neither do I. No.
Sometimes somebody will bring up something that we said in the podcast. I'm like, did that really happen? Is that real? Because I don't consume it. I just kind of experience it as it's happening live. And so there's no real differentiation between us chirping when we're hitting record and us chirping when we're not hitting record.
Right.
So I'm just kind of like, did we talk about that? Who knows?
I know. And you know I have a good memory. But when it comes to shit I said here, I'm like, void.
Very void. Very void. Somebody commented, somebody replied to a comment of mine and was like, I loved the video where you were talking about getting a speckle of shit in a loofah. And I was like, okay, well, that, you must be thinking
A YouTube video?
It's like, I
don't think I've ever seen
seems
that.
Seems like
one.
You are mistakening me from a perhaps
another yes. gay with who used to have glasses.
So you must have, yeah, but then they came through with a link.
Shit.
Which, in my defense, it was a collab with Mamrie, and I think we were just chirping. Sometimes, do you find that you just say things? Because I certainly do. I was just talking. I don't think it was my loofah, and I don't think there was any shit. I think I was just saying a sentence, and I'm not quite sure where it came from.
Well, you know I can't use a loofah ever since the one scratched my nipple.
Well, yeah.
I just can't.
Loofahs, to me, they are harvesting their ecosystems. They're disgusting.
Can't you microwave it? You know how people are all microwave your
never
sponge?
Never heard of that. Never heard of that in my life.
You've never heard of microwave your sponge?
No.
They're all... I've never done it, and I guess I've only heard it. So if whoever told me about it was trying to get me to accidentally burn down my house... because I haven't checked if it'll like catch fire or anything. Maybe don't listen to me. Anyway,
burn down the house.
Someone told me all
is
about.
Is that a Queen Latifah like, movie?
Yes, burning
is
down.
Is it? The house. I feel like it.
It's bringing down.
Hudson's
the house.
Always like, should we put on bringing down the house or bring down the house or burn down the house? Should we burn down the house?
What's your favorite Queen Latifah movie? And have you ever microwaved a sponge?
No and no.
You couldn't name two Queen Latifah.
I don't think I could name one. Oh, maybe she was in... Am I making it up? Let me look. Was she in that one?
What was the one she had where... Didn't she have one where she was like accidentally diagnosed as gonna like
I
die?
Knew
she so then
was
she
in
did like... I think she had her own bucket list
Girls
movie.
Trip. She was in Girls Trip. I knew she was in Girls Trip. Remember okay. when they were peeing there. All over the locals in Girls Trip?
Girls Trip.
More like Girls Drip.
In
you know
New
what
Orleans. Oh, hell yeah. No, I saw that. I had a dream about someone peeing on me last week.
That's was it Queen Latifah?
It wasn't.
You win some, you lose some.
It wasn't. No, and when the memory came back to me, it was like days later, and I was like, "Did someone try to pee on me at the club?" Yeah. And I was like, "Oh, I guess it must have been."
It's not easy for that to happen, is it? Somebody to pee on
to
you
to be peed
at
on
club?
At the club?
I guess you'd have to be in a trough.
Maybe if there's two stories. I went to a club that had three levels. I drank in a basement last week. What'd you
do? I don't understand much of what you're saying. Are you just like stringing together words as you go? Are you improvising word by word?
I said I drank in a basement.
Okay, go on.
When's the last time you drank in a basement? When's the last time you drank in a basement?
Well.
Exactly.
I mean, my base level is a basement. Does a basement have to be underground?
Oh. I mean, technically, your living room could be
that's
your
what I'm
basement.
Saying.
No. I was underground.
I haven't been to a basement in a long, long time.
I went and saw Purple Disco Ooh. Machine, and the club was like three levels, and there was a basement. And for some reason, we were drinking.
Was
the
disco machine purple? No.
No.
Was there a bubble machine?
I mean, kinda. Sometimes no bubble.
I've been
machine.
Getting very.
There,
into
I don't
my
think
bubble
there were
machine
any
in Animal Crossing.
There was a disco ball that kept raising and lowering from the ceiling, and it looked cool if you were on the top level, but it was essentially just a disco ball, and then it had like three kind of female mannequins around it. And everyone was like, that's so cool. And I was like, I'm pretty sure Kohl's has that same setup. It was literally like
just
because
Kohl's,
free
just
mannequins.
Just because Kohl's has it does not mean it's not cool. Somebody at Kohl's did the damn thing with that one.
Well, I just mean, I just felt like they were really ooing and eyeing over like a mannequin glued to a disco
ball. And you weren't
ball.
Gagging?
And I thought, I didn't. My pussy didn't pop severely.
The problem with the full sentence you just told me is that A, they just added disco balls to Animal Crossing. B, they just added mannequins to disco or to Animal Crossing. C, they just
did
added,
you get the little Barbie from Animal
so
Crossing
much,
yet?
So I can't navigate the real world without thinking, oh, that's an item in Animal Crossing. Little Barbie? No.
I almost mailed you one because I thought, I bet he doesn't have this yet.
Send it to me. Send it to me. No.
I'm like, I'm sure this would look good in the puppy cafe or in the woods or like in someone's pink beach house with a rainbow tile.
I've been doing these vacation homes, baby. Ooh.
I saw you were making one for Snooty, and I got so jealous because I thought Snooty really lived on your island, but then I realized you were just making a vacation home.
Snooty? For I think I made that a long, long time ago.
Well, and I saw your TikTok, babe.
Oh, because Snooty.
I was on the TikTok.
Snooty's catchphrase is sniff. So.
Cool, yeah, cool. And I was going to tell you, if she was living on your island and she was moving out, I was going to be like, can you let me have her when she's ready to move out? But then I realized it was just a vacation home.
And now you know.
Anyway, did you see my latest TikTok?
You know what? I did. And then...
Wait, did yes, you really?
And then I thought, what the hell is he going on about?
You didn't watch it. You just
saw it. Well, I watched it and I was consuming a tweet about somebody consuming Family Stone. I thought, I don't even like Family Stone, so I'm out. And for that reason, you've been chopped.
Well, it was a hit.
We watched...
I got stoned, and I thought, why not Google what the people on Twitter are saying about the Family Stone? Do you ever do that? Do you ever use Twitter to see what just strangers are saying about something you love?
No.
This person was really going off about the Family Stone. I still haven't even gotten up this morning to look and see how they finished out the movie. They were a Sarah Jessica Parker apologist. I didn't even realize until after the fact they kept referring to her as SPJ instead of SJP.
Speaking of SJP, have you seen the trailer for the new what is it called? It's like a Sex and the City new series. What is it?
Sex and the Series? You know I hate Sex in the City. It's like an HBO special.
It's called like
a remake,
a
reboot,
and it's like a phrase that she says in her like columns. It's like four words. It's like and so it goes, and something happens. It's just like that.
And
the reboot looks good. Everyone's looking very mature. And ready.
So the reboot's not called Sex in the City. The reboot's called And Just Like That.
Yes, it's called And Just Like That.
Why?
Because in her columns, or maybe sometimes not in her columns, when she'd be like, you know, she's over big and then she's not over big and she runs into big and then she's like, and after running into big and just like that, I was back into his arms. Stuff like that, you know. And just like that.
I think Carrie Bradshaw is insufferable. Well, I think she set the women's movement back.
Go off.
Actually, I've never really seen the entire series. So I don't know. My statements probably aren't fact.
There are a lot of terrible characters in TV. Not all characters have to be lovable.
Oh, I mean, part of the reason I love The Family Stone is because I get to hate Sarah Jessica Parker's character.
You mean
SPJ? So have you watched your... Have you had your viewing of The Family Stone this holiday season?
No, I haven't. But you know what we did just
watch?
Wait,
did you?
We watched A Year Without Santa Claus. Have you seen it? It's a claymation.
No.
Yes, you have.
Sure haven't.
With Snow Miser, Heat Miser.
It's not called that, A Year Without Santa Claus.
Yes, it is. Because I've seen it,
why? If you know that I've seen it, why would you ask? I think I have it in my cloud.
Oh, so now you have it. Now you have seen it.
Yeah, I love Rudolph.
And just like that.
She said, I'm cute.
What?
And Rudolph's got that little honking nose.
Well, I saw a TikTok of this like group of friends reenacting the claymation of Santa singing like one of these scenes, and it was very clever and fun. And then I was like, you know what? It is the season. Tis.
I did watch a holiday movie over the weekend.
Would you watch?
But it wasn't that one.
Don't say Family Stone.
No, it wasn't the Family Stone. But I'm not done talking about the Family Stone, so we will be circling back to that. Okay. I watched Single All the Way on Netflix.
Oh,
because a friend of a friend of a was like, you need to watch it, blah blah blah, blah. And I didn't know. Did you know?
I knew.
You knew within the first 5 minutes?
I knew.
What did you know?
A cameo.
A cameo from a one Miss Kyle Krieger.
Yes, how was it?
I gasped.
Was he giving you SAG-AFTRA?
He was serving a cute, cuddly gay in a photo shoot. I messaged him. I was a little like stoned when I was watching it. And I messaged him and I go, oh, I didn't realize we had an actor on our hands.
How did you give the word actor the inflection that you needed it to have?
He knows me.
Were you giving him a voice memo speed talking?
Maybe. Don't worry about
it. Say it.
Maybe I FaceTimed him.
Ooh. Oh, my God. You have star of Jingle All the Way to Return to the
Single
Jingle.
All the Way.
Single All. Oh, wait. Oh, my God. I didn't even realize it was rhyming with Jingle All the Way, but it's Single All the Way, like a parody of Arnold Schwarzenegger. Yes. Is he the Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Baby, Jingle All the Way was said way before the Arnold Schwarzenegger
Who was the
movie.
First to say Jingle All the Way? Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Bing Crosby, I'm sure. Tim Allen, I don't know.
Now we're talking. Hey, stop listening to?
Glow by Kelly Clarkson.
I want to sing it, but I don't want to be offensive. Does that give you a hint?
No.
Okay, your other hint was you just brought up Tim Allen. I think you could make the leaps to get to the song that I want to sing. Tim Allen, Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
The song that I reintroduced you to at fucking Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
I think I sang that song like back in May during an episode when I rediscovered it. My old roommate was like, can you stop?
What's the movie called?
I just
looked up on YouTube and I watched the final scene and I was like, I was very triggered because the song is in it, the wedding, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, where they like put the final piece of the seashell on the net.
Annette?
That movie is problematic and it does not hold
What is
up.
The movie called? Man of the House.
Man of the
Bringing
House.
Down
I rewatched
the house.
It. I got stoned and I rewatched it in May when I rediscovered Return to Innocence, the song. And I got stoned and I watched it because I was like, how long can a Disney movie be? An hour? I don't know. I watched the whole thing. It was like, this does not hold up. This is problematic. There was a lot of like Native American references that would never fly 20 years later. Anyway. The song, does it still slap? Has it replaced your morning routine song?
It's up there. It's up there.
Dido?
I come down the stairs and I no longer request Dido. I no longer... You know what I have been getting
play
into?
Play Return to Innocence.
Waking up my morning light, say a little prayer for life. You know my name, it's home for life.
Paula Cole.
Yes. That's a...
So wait, no. What you do... Okay, next time like Hudson's sitting on the couch, mm-hmm. you go into your kitchen and you're all... Is it Google or is it Siri?
Okay, Google.
You say, okay, Google, play Feelin' Love by Paula Cole. And then you crank it. And then you crank it. And then you start sexy dancing for your man.
Oh, no.
And you get
Let me tell you,
like,
do you know what it would look like if I did a sexy dance for my man?
Yeah, you literally, when you were here for Thanksgiving in the living room, I think you did a sexy dance for your man. And I thought... Well,
you know what? Everyone has different turn-ons and everyone has different abilities. Luckily, my abilities sync up with his turn-ons and I give him the show. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I'm telling you, you're going to say, hey, Google, play Feelin' Love by Paula Cole and you're going to do a sexy dance for your man.
No, I say, okay, Google, play Return to Innocence. If you're feeling
fertile.
I say Return to Innocence and then I get funky with it. I show
funky.
You know, there's only one way to return
Which
to innocence.
Ones? Surgery, I think.
Born again, honey. Born again.
Yeah. Mm. They do. I mean, hey, LA's got a lot of shops that'll like tighten things up for you so you can return to innocence if you need.
Okay, thank you. Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Discover. Are you tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Thank you so much, Discover, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Hey, did you get your booster?
Okay, we're not gonna go there. I mean, yeah, I did, but like, we're gonna pause for a second. What else are we gonna talk about?
Why?
Because we talked about this weeks ago.
I just got my booster over the weekend. Don't shame my booster. Okay, well, San Francisco just opened it to us, to the Gen Pop.
Do you want to start that again then, or are we just not going to cut any of that?
No, keep it in. We're keeping it all.
You know what? I'm not talking about that.
They get to hear the real. Okay, then you can go ahead. Pick a new topic.
Well, I was going to say, let's talk. Did you watch the Drag Race cast reveal?
I didn't.
Neither did
nope.
I.
Nope. I sure...
We tried to like finish Canada's Drag Race last night, and Hudson put on an episode, and I was like, I have no clue who these people are. I am so behind.
I can talk about Canada. I cannot talk about the season 14 or 15 or whatever it is, US.
Well, the only thing that I had to talk about was Maddie Morpheus. Are you familiar?
Yeah. I saw two headlines.
Yeah, what were they?
I was one that there was a cisgender heterosexual man as a cast member named Maddie. I thought it was Metamorphosis. What did you say?
Morphosis. I don't fucking know.
And then I thought I saw also that there were two trans queens also.
Work.
Yeah. As I said, that's all I saw so far. And I'm excited, and I fully intend on diving into the cast and checking it all out, because you know I love it, but I have not done it.
Well, you'll be very pleased to find that though Maddie Morphosis is perhaps not queer, they are a speed talker, so we have some representation finally.
Ma'am. No, I was going to say, and I guess I skimmed it a little. I didn't watch any of the videos, but I looked on Instagram because I saw there's a queen from San Francisco, which I got excited about. And also, it was like, makes me sad that I haven't seen this person. But I feel like for San Francisco being such a big gay city, I mean, there's been like, what, one queen, I think, ever.
You know what I love?
From San Francisco.
I love when somebody goes on Drag Race and they're your local queen, and you're like, no matter what they do, you're like, that's my queen. Not you, but like the general you of.
I don't know if I'll be like that.
No?
That's my queen.
Well,
did you say a loco? Did you say a loco queen?
When a loco queen goes on. No, when a local. Like our friend Austin.
Who's
got a local queen that was on a season, and he's always like, that's my girl. You know what I'm talking about?
Is it who I think it is?
I don't know who I think you think it is. I don't know. Well,
I think I know who it is.
Who is it?
J. Jolie.
Yes! It's a little, yeah. And I mean, local queen is, I don't mean that in any type of
Was that his local home? What that was? That was his hometown.
Yes.
Queen.
And so when wow. she was going on, he was like, "That's my queen." And I go, "Who? Which one?" No disrespect, but it's like, it's like when all... somebody's like, "Who's your favorite drag queen of all time?" There are some Katya. Queens that you just don't necessarily Simone. Expect somebody to say.
Jujubee.
So, that's all. Mine is Matty Morphosis.
Oh. No.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Do you think there'll ever be a queen from Jackson, Michigan, so she can be our hometown queen?
Yes, absolutely. If you're listening to this right now and you're looking for the push you need to be the Jackson
has there ever,
hometown queen.
Has there ever been a queen from Michigan? I don't think so.
Certainly. Yeah.
No.
Kim Chi.
No.
Hello. Hi. Goodbye.
Okay, but I don't think she billed it as like from Okemos, Michigan.
Well, yeah, no, she had other things going on for her. And the place where you were randomly born is like kind of the most lazy identification of who you are. Are you kidding? Like you had no choice in that. So.
T, go off.
Thank you. I had things to say.
At your parents.
Listen, I'm just saying. I'll stop just saying.
Speaking of going off, can you believe that? Can you believe that woman going off about the family stone on Twitter?
Stop! No, I'm not gonna go there. I'm not gonna go there.
I do have a couple more questions about it, and then we can move on.
Okay.
Have you seen the family stone?
Yes.
Like, how well would
you
say you know? Okay. So then you say you have known it. Okay. The one tweet that this person said is that I was like, had me dying. They said, everyone in this family sniffs each other's necks when they hug.
Oh, now I'm going to watch out for it. You know, some people like the smell of other
people. It's funny because it's true.
Some people really like.
Do you ever sniff someone's neck when you go in for a hug?
I be sniffing the dogs all the time. I'm like, you stinky boy, come here.
To the dogs?
See, we just made it a stinky
Do you ever
boy.
Do you ever do a sexy dance for the dogs?
Never. Never. But we are getting into
Do you ever do like back paws on the ground?
That's our new thing.
Front paws in your hands,
yes.
Dance a little.
So we do it.
I love
we
that.
Do it.
I
and
love
you are
that.
Gonna love it the next time you see the dogs because Crouton is obsessed with it. He knows when it.
Oh yeah.
When it's
well,
dancing
he's a
time.
Long-bodied boy.
Yeah. When it's dancing time, he knows because I'm sitting on the ground. He comes and sits in front of me, like, and his tail is wagging the hell and back. And then I pick up his paws and I go do 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 do. Do.
What?
I don't know what that is, but I do it every time. And then I
you
put his
dance
feet down
to that song,
and then he goes wild. And then it's Willie's turn, and he pushes Willie toward me, like with his butt. He like nudges Willie my way, and he's like shaking his tail, waiting for Willie to do it.
That's gonna be a big bend over to do that for Willie.
Well,
he's not a long bodied boy.
I sit on the ground to experience this with them.
Oh, yeah. With both of them.
Well, yeah, they take turns.
Oh, I think I would like a standing.
Well, we often also
ovation.
Do. We often also will do like one of us will pick up one dog, the other will pick up the other dog, and then we'll do like spins around the living room as if we're all like at a you know like a Cinderella ball.
Yes, yes, I love that. That was very me, 12-year-old with my mom's like Himalayan cat.
Himalayan.
She was looking gorgeous.
Say it faster.
Wait.
Say it faster.
What's that? What's
say it faster.
What's that? What's that word? So was one of the drag queens on this new season of Drag Race named after how Joey Graceffa says Gorgiani?
I haven't seen the cast. I don't know the names of the cast. Is that what happened?
I don't know how one of them pronounces their name, but every time I've read it, I've thought in my head, that's how Joey Graceffa says Gorgiani is.
Well, I will report back as soon as I see that. Thank you.
Okay, please do. Do you think you'll watch?
What?
Do you think you'll watch the Meet the Queens this
yes,
week?
Yes,
should
yes.
we plan
I
on
meant
discussing
to,
it next week?
I meant to watch it last night. We didn't get around to it.
Oh, poor.
But yeah, let's watch.
What did
how about
you,
we,
what'd you get up to instead? What'd you do instead?
Well, we watched Coraline. Have you seen it?
No.
Oh my, what? You haven't seen Coraline?
You know you did that whole that whole video at the Coraline Studios in
I know,
Portland.
But it was for a different movie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Leica Studios.
I know. And then they showed us, what was that other movie?
I don't know.
We got a private screening of it on the property, and I fell asleep in the theater.
Okay. No, I saw Coraline, and holy shit, it was incredible. You need to watch it. You will especially love it if you're stoned. I feel like it's...
I don't know. People used to bully me and call me Coraline.
Oh. Well, in some ways, maybe.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Did you want to talk about your Spotify
Booster
Wrapped?
Shot?
No, your Spotify Wrapped.
Oh, sure. We've got like 2 minutes. We can do it. We can like bang it out. What do you want to know? What are your hot questions?
Who did you have? What was going on?
I would first of all like to start by saying if you're a miserable person who doesn't like when other people share their Spotify Wrapped, you need to get a hot.
It's pick. Like, who cares?
I'm like, imagine. I'm like, you know how many other annoying things happen during the year? Like, log out for a day.
Go off.
What are your questions? My number one played song of the year was a song from 3 years ago. My number one most played song this year only had 40 plays, which is very low. Because I think Enigma last year from Lady Gaga had like 100 plus. So it really was anybody's game. And then because they cut off on October 31st, which I read, I know there would have been a different song that would have been number one, but it's okay. So number one was Come Alive by Years and Years of Jess Glynn from The Greatest Showman, like remix soundtrack. It's a great song to run to, but, Can't Get Enough by Purple Disco Machine was number two. And I've still been listening to that album a lot in the last 2 months, so I imagine it was actually probably my most played song of the year.
I think also all five of my most played songs were royalty-free, copyright-free songs that I play sometimes when I'm starting up a stream.
Oh, that's so boring.
I was so annoyed, and then everyone was like, you should have been on private mode. I'm like, if you can let us do private mode, then you should let us retroactively remove artists and songs from our... Don't you think? You like, if I find that it's not representative of who I am, though I guess people would just be
you
like...
You should hide it.
Yeah, people would just be removing to what? Have a more
Make
impressive...
Make themselves look cool.
Yeah. But like, yeah, all five of my top songs were that, which is really annoying. And then my top artist was the copyright-free music person. But then,
oh my God, embarrassing.
I know. And then number two was Polo and Pan. Number three, Lady Gaga. Number four, Bob Moses. Number five, Pair 11. Which I'm happy about. All four of those, I'm like yeah, that's my vibe.
Let me, I have to re-pull mine up. Where is it? Oh, because my number one artist was Carrie Underwood. Two was Emmett Fenn. Three was Purple Disco Machine. Four was Sarah Bareilles. And five was Maggie Rogers.
Okay, well, we both had
Very
our
on
queens
brand for me.
In our top five.
Absolutely. And, I mean, Carrie didn't even have new music. I think I just... each year, there are certain queens or female artists that I like that I just know I get in, like, a two-month phase where I only listen to, like, my mega playlist of all their songs. And Carrie was very that over the summer for me. And so I was like, oh. But I mean, overall, I think mine was very fitting. Because, yeah, I was like, these are definitely artists that I listen to.
My top five genres was very gay. Dance pop, house, slap house, progressive house, vaporwave. What is that?
No, vapor soul.
No, vapor
soul. A lot of... Oh, baby, I have Vapor Soul. What's Vapor Soul?
I don't know, but...
It was like last year, one of my best friends, his like number two was Stomp and Holler, and I was dying. Do you know what Stomp and Holler
it
is?
It seems like a call in...
It's very... No, it's very like Hey Ho by yes. the... It's Hey Ho by the Lumineers.
What was your audio aura? Mine was euphoric and hopeful.
Mine was cute. It was like, I think it was like dreamy and wistful, something like that. I was like, yeah, that tracks. That sounds like me.
I would like to see everyone's Spotify raps if you want to share yours. A lot of people have been doing it in the bops and jams on the Psycho Bible Discord. So please share yours.
My only question before we go is, did they seem to fix it? Because as of the last time I tried, if I try sending you my 100 top songs from 2021, when you open it, it takes you to your own instead of taking you to mine.
Oh, I don't know.
So I don't know if Yeah, I had a lot of friends be like, send me yours. And every time I did, they were like, why does it keep opening my own? So if they fixed that, I would love to see people's like top 100 lists.
Oh my God, I'm looking at my top 100 list and it's literally, there's nothing except my like copyright free music. That is so sad.
Well, sucks to suck. Anything else you want to say before we go, baby?
I just hope you have a wonderful day, baby.
All right. Well, I'm going to Michigan this weekend.
Oh, have fun. Be
to
safe.
To celebrate an early Christmas. So wish me warm weather and no snow.
Tell the locals I say hey.
I'm going to say hi, locals. I'm going to have very little Pokemon to catch while I'm there. I'm going to have to run in the cold weather, but I'm getting a ham out of it.
Ooh.
So hell yeah.
Corey, where can people find you in the meantime? TikTok?
You can find me on TikTok making hilarious videos about the Family Stone.
Okay.
And sniffing people's necks.
Family Stone influencer.
Getting family stoned.
Ooh.
That's what I'm doing this weekend. Anyway.
Okay.
What about you? Hey.
You can find me on Twitch. I'm going to be streaming.
Cool.
I'm playing Animal Crossing today. You. Come pop in.
Maybe I will.
Okay. Well,
have a good night. All right, later, losers. Later. Love you. Bye.
Bye.